It's 6 minutes after the hour of 11 o'clock Central Time, Thursday, January 20th, 2022. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. Have a lot of things to get to before we bring on George Freund. He's coming on in the bottom of the hour to talk about what's happening north of the border. And we're talking about the Canadian border up there, folks. There's a lot of stuff going on up there. 631-359-8232 is the listen-only line for those of you who want to look important and sit in your cubicle and listen to the Power Hour and not go on the Internet so they can't catch you surfing the net and listening to us there. You can actually put the phone to your ear if you dial 631-359-8232 and listen to us. We've got Power Mall stuff going on, too. 10% off the following products: Mother Earth Minerals Healthy Balance, Global Healing Products, and the iComplex CS, formulated by Dr. Robert Abel, who will be joining us tomorrow on the show. Have 20% off Living Streams 2-ounce probiotic, 30% off Essential Digestive Plus, and 20% off Grown by Nature Iron and Molybdenum Renatured 60 Counts. And, of course, all while supplies last in the Tranquil BOGO, same thing. And also, here's some news of note. For those of you who are clamoring, trying to get a copy of The Real Anthony Fauci by Robert F. Kennedy Jr., it is now back in stock. I mean, these things flew off the shelf. We have had some people on, and we have to let you know that we appreciate all your donations and stuff. If you click on the Support Us tab. And you can buy us a cup of coffee, do anything, because, you know, shopping at the Power Mall and donating keeps us afloat so we can keep bringing you the news. Got an email from one of our listeners, dutiful listeners, of course. We have a lot of them. And we were talking about a kill switch on the program. Understand that the kill switch is something that has been floated around for a while. And the reason that we brought it up was because of the Kingsman Global, or whatever they call that, the Golden Circle, Kingsman Secret Service Golden Circle. And this was Samuel L. Jackson that was basically playing the evil villain. Of course, I think he had a female sidekick, and they were basically equipping people with cell phones, and they had some sort of stuff in them so that when they turned their cell phones on, their head would blow up. We don't want you to be alarmed. I'm having to diffuse that. This is not something that I take lightly. I have never taken anything lightly, especially when friends of mine who I've known that got the jab are dropping dead suddenly of heart attacks and various other things. The thing that we have to emphasize or stress about this stuff is we know for a fact from what Dr. Andreas Nowak has told us, from what we've heard from Dr. Carrie Mate, from Karen Kingston, from researchers who have dug into the junk they put in the jab, that there are nanoparticles and graphene oxide in the jab. We know this because they've researched it and discovered it. They looked up the patents, and my show host in Florida, who's a retired attorney, also looked up the patents after interviewing David Martin on the show. And it made the hair stand up on the back of his neck, too. I mean, the stuff is right there. It's in your face. And see, Hollywood has always been in your face about every little thing. If there's a conspiracy theory out there, Hollywood has capitalized on it and ran the stuff in your face. Patrick Wood, who we've had on the show before, has talked about transhumanism. This is where basically they inject you with some sort of stuff under the guise of a vaccine or some sort of drug to stop the panic. See, and this is the thing we talked about yesterday with the Hegelian dialectic. What they had to do was get everybody scared and freaked out so they would do and jump how high? Whatever the government told them to do. First thing they had to do was saying, oh, it's coming. Oh, lions and tigers and bears. Oh, my. And they had to freak everybody out. Well, see, once they did that, you see, they had an agenda, and that was to make everybody transhuman. Trans meaning cross, right? Like transgender, cross-gender. This is the sort of thing that, you know, they intentionally formulated, and I'm not, when I say they, I'm referring to the elitists that are part of the World Economic Forum. I'm talking about George Soros. I'm talking about Warren Buffett. I'm talking about Bill Gates. I'm talking about Klaus Schwab. I'm talking about all these people that are loaded. And most of their money is in banks. And their fortune is in banks and in the stock markets and various other places. And if EMP were to hit, all that stuff would get wiped out. There would be no record of it unless they have some sort of really good backup. And you see what happens when EMP hits is that we're all on a level playing field. And so whoever prepared is going to survive, and who didn't, unfortunately, is not going to survive. Which is why I encourage everybody to be proactive and prepare. I know we have a lot of preppers listening to the show, and that's okay. It's a good thing to be prepared. Scouts honor. You know, that's their motto. Be prepared. I was a scout. I understand that. Now back to this kill switch idea. That has been floated around by a lot of scientists. And so you should understand that until we actually expose and the researchers expose what is going on with the stuff that's inside the jab, we know that there are adverse events, and we're going to talk about that on the show. We want to let you know, first off, and this is an extremely alarming poll that just came out. Rasmussen Reports just decided, the Heartland Institute coupled with Rasmussen, to do a national telephone and online poll from 1,016 likely U.S. voters. And they found that 45% of likely Democratic voters would support temporary detention for the unvaccinated. Now, I don't know where Heartland and Rasmussen got it in their craw to do such a poll, but what do you think? With the divisiveness going on in this country, promulgated by Senor Biden, the commie pig in the White House with the mental acuity of a two-year-old, I mean, this guy and his sidekick Giggles are out there spreading fear everywhere and telling everybody to get a jab. And they don't tell, it's not based on science. It's based on authoritarian control, just like the mask mandates, like everything. And people dutifully ran out thinking that the government was right and they can't think for themselves. First, they lock you down for 20 months because, see, they got to have a plan. This is part of the Hegelian dialectic. They got to have a plan. They got to lock you down first. Then they got to program you. And those who didn't watch Netflix and watched all the mainstream media got more fearful and more scared, thinking, oh, my God, if I go outside and I stick my toe in the grass, I'm going to get COVID. Dear God, what has happened to Americans? Have we lost our minds? This is a big problem here. It's like, you know, we found out those who went out and got the jab, I have to assume, can't think for themselves. They need the government to tell them what to do. It's like, wow, God gave you a brain. It says in the Bible, you are of sound mind. You're not a nutbag. You're not a nut job. I don't care what these Democrats and all these polls say. I think this poll was misguided. I think it's all part of the bigger narrative. Even if it does have a 3 percentage points margin of error with a 95% level of confidence, these Democratic voters think federal and state governments should be able to fine or imprison individuals who publicly question the efficacy of the vaccines on social media, television, radio, or whatever. They think they ought to lock us all up. You see how they've got the Democrats pitted against the Republicans? This is what we call divisiveness, folks. And it's all being fed into by people, the voting public, that think, and oh, by the way, we did find out that the voting rights bills were defeated because only 48 Democrats voted for it and 52 Republicans and two Democrats voted against it. So it's not happening. It would have been challenged anyway as unconstitutional. But here's the thing. It's all part of the narrative to try to steal the election to keep the Democrats in power. We know this is what they did. You know, of course, nobody wants to step up because if you do that, my God, they'll throw you in a internment camp. You know, it's crazy just to even think that if you criticize the administration, that you're going to hell in a handbasket. This is just what they do. Well, you know, here's the thing. In Britain, by the way, Boris Johnson, you know, that always has a bad hair day. Well, he got up and decided that as of today, there are no COVID-19 vaccine passports, mask mandates, and work from home projects in England. And that would include Northern Ireland as well. The Prime Minister said the basic policy will be to just trust the judgment of the British people and no longer criminalize anybody who chooses not to wear a mask. And see, the thing is that, you know, the healthcare workers are going to have to get the jab. He didn't say anything really about whether or not they want to vaccinate everybody. I think, you know, like what's happening in America, what's happening in England is going to play out the same way. What's happening in Israel is going to play out the same way. If you go online and you look at thepowerhour.com, we have posted the COVID protocol. There are other protocols that have been posted online if you just look them up under americasfrontlinedoctors.org. And Syed Haider, who we had on the show, he's a doctor out of Houston. He has a whole page, a mess of protocols for people who have had the jab to bolster their system. I have read it. Cover to cover, I'm telling you right now, not to panic. That's one of the worst things you could do right now. Just because scientists are saying and these right-wing extremists are saying kill switch does not necessarily mean when they flip a switch, everybody that got the jab is going to die. What Dr. Ott was referring to on our show was the fact that 5G, because everybody that has been around, there have been enough studies done and tossed about how certain cell phones cause cancer, brain cancer. If you stand in front of your smart meter for, I mean, it's been tested. People have done it. They stood in front of their smart meter for 2 to 5 minutes and all of a sudden started getting dizzy, having convulsions, fainting, falling down, being disoriented because they're getting direct emission of electromagnetic frequencies. Now, the thing is if you're going to equate that to 5G, which is like 40 times the amount of EMF put out by 4G, one would think logically that it might affect your cellular level and the way your body and your mitochondria process oxygen and various other nutrients going into your cells. So, you know, we don't have enough evidence because why? The government has covered up a lot of it, especially in the VAERS system. It's sad but true that the VAERS system is definitely underreported. It's sad. And a researcher out here, Jessica Rose, you probably have heard about this, but she actually got her PhD in computational biology. And after finishing her postdoctoral studies on molecular dynamics of certain proteins, she was looking for a new challenge. And so she decided to go explore on the VAERS system, which is the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System. This is a database of reports of health problems that occurred after a vax, or which may or may not have been caused by it. And see, the thing is it takes these doctors 30 minutes to fill one of these things out, and frankly, they just don't have the time. And so whatever the VAERS system says, you can pretty much multiply that times 10 or more. Right now, we're looking at 13,000 cases of Bell's palsy, over 25,000 cases of myocarditis or pericarditis. We're looking at 21,000 plus deaths, which if you multiply that times 10, you know, we're looking at 210,000 deaths, maybe even more. There's more than a million reports issued by January 7th, and this is only probably not even 10% of what is actually happening out there because either A, doctors aren't reporting it, or B, the government is doing a very good job of hiding it. And so when we talk about kill switch, there are a lot of things that haven't been fully demonstrated to date that we are still trying to find out whether or not if they flip a switch on 5G, things other than altimeters on airplanes would actually kick in and cause devastating effects in human beings. We don't know enough about it yet, so stop panicking. Sherry in Kansas, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm fine. How about yourself?
Doing good. Thanks for asking.
There's this gentleman out in California who's actually had quite a good track record when he has legal issues, and he's not a attorney, mm-hmm. But he has studied the law a lot. It's Ronald McDonald, and he's...
Oh, you mean Ronald O'Donnell?
No, Ron McDonald. He used to be on quite a bit with John Stadtmiller on his show, but he was on RBN the other day, and he said that he thought that these, particularly the healthcare workers, could use something. I believe he called it injunctive relief, on the basis that they vaccine companies do not have to disclose their ingredients.
Informed consent. Got to know, right?
Yeah, and I just wondered what you thought about that.
Well, you know, as a matter of fact, thanks for asking about that, Sherry, because there's a new article that just came out because, as you know, the Texas lawsuit that had injuncted all of this has been dismissed, which means that the federal COVID-19 vaccine mandate for healthcare workers is now enforceable in all 50 U.S. states. And so if I were one of these healthcare workers realizing the fact that, wait a minute, I was around before these vaccines were out, I got COVID, I recovered, I've got natural immunity, and now you're forcing me to take a jab that I don't want, nor do I think I need. And I think these nurses and healthcare workers know a hell of a lot more than the lame-o at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue with the mental acuity of a two-year-old and his sidekick giggles. I just think they are not basing this on the science. They're basing this on control. And I am imploring all the healthcare workers to walk off the job right now.
Yeah, I saw something.
You've got to send a message.
It was on RT, and I did not write down the name of the lady, but she's a, I believe she is a healthcare worker, but she's, or a, she's some kind of law, labor law or something. And, she was quite adamant that, that they could not make you take the shot, you know, and, gosh, I think she was on one of the evening news programs with Ben Swan or something, but it was really good. But she was quite adamant. But I think just the fact that, you know, they don't want to the Nuremberg Law, you know.
Bingo. Thank you for that.
So, okay, that's all I had. Thanks, Dave.
I appreciate it, Sherry. Thank you so much for calling in. Here's the thing. When you have the Nuremberg Code, this is basically what we call bioethics. This is something that they decided at the end of World War II with these Nazi doctors that are sitting there sticking people in concentration camps with all sorts of drugs to see what kind of effects it has. In other words, human guinea pigs, mostly Jewish. And this is something that the Jewish people even should be alarmed at the fact that we're doing it all over again. The parallels are there. You know, we got these little Nazis in the White House. We got Nazis in Fauci. I mean, the stuff that we're finding out now, I mean, you know, 25 federal agencies are now tracking all the employees with religious exemption requests. This is a really, Heritage Foundation uncovered 19 of them. Now there's 25. And anybody that has filed one of these things is being monitored. Anybody who goes to the website to order tests is being monitored. Why would you want to even stick something up your nose? You don't even know what's on the end of that swab. Why would you want to do it? Because according to the Hegelian dialectic, something put enough fear in you to scare the hell out of you to make you do something the government told you you must do. If you want to be a dutiful patriot, there's no science in being a dutiful patriotic American, damn it. It doesn't happen like that. This infuriates me. Can't you tell how passionate I am about this? I don't want to see people have adverse events. I don't want to see people die. You have a right to life. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. It's guaranteed to you in the Constitution. And we got these commie pig bureaucrats in Washington that think they know more than you do. That, like Britain, who says, we'll let the people decide. We'll leave it up to the judgment of the voters. Well, it's just been released on Epoch Times. Scientists who were instrumental to COVID-19 natural origins narrative received over $50 million in Fauci funding between 2020 and 2021. How's that for buying off people? So you got to understand, the more they start unraveling things and the more the truth comes out, the more people look, even if they've taken the jab, and the ones who have taken the jab especially are going, oh, my God, what have I done? That's why I'm sending you to our website at thepowerhour.com and go for, we're going to leave this up there, the COVID-19 protocols by Dr. Syed Haider, who we had on the show, spent a whole hour with him, talking about what you can do if you've had the jab, if you haven't had the jab, if you think you've got symptoms. We had Dr. Truat on here talking about the fact that 5G and electromagnetic frequencies affect the body, the cellular construction, the way the body behaves. And if, in fact, what Dr. Andreas Nowak said, and, of course, Dr. Ott knew Andreas Nowak because he studied in Germany and met the man. And Nowak was murdered by German police after he released a video saying this graphene oxide is like microscopic razor blades chewing away at your brain. Why would anybody want to stick something like that in their head or in their arm or wherever the hell they want to put it? Why would they do such a thing? We told you that if you get a flu shot, you're going to get some of the flu. That's what they give you. So if you get the COVID shot, okay, now here, common sense, logic, reason got to kick in. Why on earth would you want to give yourself a case of COVID? Because, oh, well, you'll have less of a case. Oh, my. This is terrible. Less of a case of COVID? Why do I even want to get COVID in the first place? You know, people, it's like you're going out asking for trouble, and then when somebody says the word kill switch, you freak. You know what? The time to freak is when the panic hit and you realize that wiping down all your groceries was stupid. Wearing a mask while you're driving is stupid. That's why I call them COVIDiots, because they are mentally brainwashed and indoctrinated by the elite who control the media. And as long as the media is there getting in your brain, you're going to do what they tell you. When they say jump, you don't just jump. You ask how high and then you jump. This is nutty. We're going to find out what's going on north of the U.S. border here after the break. Dave Krieger in the Power Hour, George Freund will be joining us. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. When talking of great immune support, a line of products comes to my mind. That's North American Herb and Spice. We carry the Rest Vital Calf, Sinew Orega, Oreganol Juice, Pure Lycee, Chaga Max, Collagen Power Plus, Oregarest, Super Strength Oregano Oil, Black Seed, and many more. Support small businesses when you buy from the good guys. Go to thepowermall.com. Or call 877-817-9829.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
It is 11:31 Central Time, Thursday, January 20th, 2022. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. And, of course, we have one of our longtime guests, guest hosts on the show, all the way from Canada, George Freund joins us again to let us know what's going on north of the border. And it, I don't think, is it's got to be bleak. It sounded bleak when I talked to George off mic. Now he's on mic. George, good morning. Welcome back to the show.
Oh, thank you very much, Dave. I'll use a line from Cool Hand Luke and change it a little bit. It's one of my favorites.
Oh,
this is probably what you hear in the cloistered corners of politics. What we have here, gentlemen, is a failure to inoculate. And that is not a failure. That's a victory. That's a victory for the people. That's a victory for God. That's a victory for humanity. That's a victory for the survival of our species. And how we see our brethren being sucked into the biggest rabbit hole that's ever been created in human history boggles my mind. I could never think that people that we spend time with sharing the same oxygen would be so deprived of rational and reasonable thought so quickly and easily jump to their deaths at the hands of these mandarins. It's shocking, but we will persevere, and the bulk majority of us will survive because it's in our blood. It's all about our blood, and they want to change our blood into something else, turn it into something else, without our knowledge, without our consent. We don't have to know exactly what they're turning it into and what's inside. We just have to know that they're doing it in violation of the Nuremberg Codes, because we have the right to informed consent. And as we acquire information, we see very, very clearly that we're being duped and deceived. And don't take your polls too seriously at any stage of the game. One of the greatest books I ever read was called Bodyguard of Lies by Anthony Cave Brown. It's the intelligence history of World War II, a great beginner book for people who want to get into the spooky side of life on all the tricks that were pulled. George Gallup is in there, and the reason they brought in polls is because if you needed to sway mass public opinion, and you say there was a poll that, you know, two out of three people agree with that, even though you can't find anybody who does, you'll give up your liberty and surrender your rights and freedoms and go along with the majority just to be part of the team. And that's why these polls are used and abused against the human masses. And that's something we have to always remember, is they are manipulative tools, not reporting tools. So we have to trust the liar that the liar took a poll to tell us the truth, which is hardly ever likely. And when we see the images of what's being put in our bodies, it's scary. It really is. It's a sci-fi film without a script. At least we don't have the script. But on Rens.com, a doctor posted some of her microscopic work. Her name was Eva Maria Schottdorf. And when you see some of these images, it's like something that came out of, you know, a science fiction movie with great special effects, that you see this long cylindrical needle-like thing that just glimmers in a very unique way, and it's in there with your blood, and it's like, what is this thing? It's nothing human. It's nothing, you know, normal living creature. This is some totally alien type of entity that's being put in your body to do God only knows what. And there's other many types of critters in there as well. Some of them almost look like, you know, a large grain of sand or something like that mixed among the blood cells. And these things are just completely anathema to any system of blood or circulation in your body at all. So that tells us very, very clearly that we're being stolen, we're being hijacked, and we're being changed and converted into something. Here in Canada, at least they put it on a government website, even though it was never debated openly. It's called Biodigital Convergence. And they told us quite clearly on that website that they were going to convert human beings into a biodigital machine that would be on the internet. And the way they wrote the policy paper, it was like, they're feeling you out for, what do you think about it? Do you want the first level, the second level, or a complete immersion into this? Well, no one's asking us. It's just being done. Someone has seized power completely and totally around the world. That's why I sent you Boris Johnson's speech. Sometimes I forget about it in the interceding years. But he surrendered his country, and probably as a spokesperson to the world to make this 2019 United Nations speech, that we're surrendering humanity to the algorithm and artificial intelligence to do with us what they will, but we have our fingers crossed and we hope it's going to be a good thing. That is insane. That is totally insane. And we see from Mr. Johnson in his troubles, which they call Partygate, at the height of the alleged pandemic or crisis, which is basically just stage theater that just defies any type of stage theater ever done in the past, his inner circle were at like a Roman toga orgy, parties, all the time. Well, people are losing their jobs. Well, people are dying in these nursing homes. Well, this crisis is at its max, and everything's under lockdown with this stage-managed fear crisis. Any interpretation of logic just tells us flat out, they lied. There is no crisis. Because if there really was a crisis, where do you think all these high-priced help would be? Britain has their NBC bunkers for war. They'd be in them. If this was a real biological crisis, do you think any of these people would be in the light of day again for years until the dust settled and the bodies were buried? And maybe even then they wouldn't come out. So that tells me quite clearly that it's a fraud and a lie, that they don't believe their narratives because they're all made up. And they're having trouble standing in front of the big crowd explaining that to people. And it's our naivete that takes us down the road to give up our rights and freedoms, to surrender to this. I was looking for a book. I think they got it at the Power Hour, right, by Mr. Kennedy, here in Canada. So I went to our biggest bookstore, Chapters Indigo, although it's not Chapters anymore, it's Indigo. It's owned by Heather Reisman. She's with the Bilderberg Group. So she doesn't have to burn them. She just censors them all. So you can only have what's approved. And that isn't approved. So when I looked it up on the computer in the store as a challenge, well, Robert Kennedy Jr. is a non-person. He doesn't exist in the Orwellian term, even though he is the son of a murdered senator. He is the nephew of a murdered president. And what does that tell me? That tells me the people who killed the Kennedy brothers are the people running the world today. Because how this man's words can be banned, even if he was a twit, even if he was a full fool and an idiot, just his reputation and his family tree deserve that at least he gets some exposure to sell his thoughts and ideas or extrapolate ideas amongst us. Just for that alone. Never mind that he's purged from the public record. Maybe it's too obvious that they put the kill switch on him or he's too smart to take it. This is anathema to everything we believe in, everything we hold dear. I was only a child when they killed John Kennedy, but I remember that day like no other. I was in kindergarten coming home from school, and when I got home, it was just sit on the floor in front of the TV and know that my world was stolen. Everything's turned upside down. I don't exactly know how or why, but it was. And somehow, we have to get to the other side. And I made a point of learning about that assassination and using my skills to check into things, go over facts and evidence. And one time when I was on Power Hour with Joyce Riley in July 2004, we exposed one of the great perpetrators back then, Frederick Cheney LaRue. He made a mistake. He paid the Watergate burglars out of the same bank account. He paid three Cubans to go to Dallas. Oops. He was dead on the weekend. I think we did the show Thursday. He was found dead in a hotel room in Biloxi, Mississippi on the weekend. That's hard-hitting journalism. And as I looked into him and what he did, I found that there was a sniper team on the old Daltex building fire escape. Eugenio Martinez was one, and the other one was Virgilio Gonzalez. Those were guys in the Watergate break-in. Well, what were they going in there for? I didn't really learn until much later when I interviewed Christopher Fulton. And he wrote a book, The Inheritance, about all the evidence that he and his friend got from John Kennedy's secretary. They basically rebuilt his office in his friend's basement. They had everything, his dictabelt tapes, everything. She cleaned that office out completely, and they knew a lot. And this evidence was to be given to Robert Kennedy to use to start a trial in Texas for murder. And they had to store that stuff in various places. And that's one of the big reasons they killed Robert, so he could never follow through on taking these people down. And that's a terrible, terrible shame, really, for the whole world, because we've suffered ever since. But I strongly believe that's what was in the Watergate building, is they had some of the evidence. And they got the team together, the WAC team and some of the other top agents that they had back then, to go in there and rescue that evidence, because no one would know it better than them, because they were co-conspirators. When I interviewed another author, Stephen Kinzer, he wrote a book, Sidney Gottlieb, the CIA's Poisoner-in-Chief. Required reading, people. Required reading. Anything Stephen Kinzer writes is required reading. New York Times tenured reporter, the man who'd been in almost every war you could imagine as a correspondent. I just love the guy. But in that book, he said something very, very profound that opened up the Kennedy assassination even further. Sidney Gottlieb outfitted the Watergate burglars, just like in the James Bond film. You got your equipment, your fake IDs. Everything you need came from him, and as a top CIA man, you're working for the company. That tells us a lot, very much a lot. And this is what we're up against still today. In another book I have called Alien Viruses, Robert M. Wood, Nick Redfern, this was one of the big things from Roswell, too. That was one of the things in there they never told you about. That's why they can't tell everybody. Nobody's worried about little green men. They could care less. One of the big things that came out of that craft were mRNA viruses, and anyone who touched them died, even in protective suits. That these things are the invader, are the enemy. They're microscopic. And this is something that's been told a lot in science fiction shows in the old days. They tried to warn us in the 50s, early 60s, with shows like Outer Limits and things like that, where they would show us what these things are. The inventor of the microscope was a very interesting man, too. He tried to come up with something called a diamond lens so he could actually see these things. So a jeweler in Antwerp, I believe it was Antwerp, Belgium, gave him diamonds so that he could create this really special lens. Everything's in French and other languages that we really can't find information on too easily. But he saw these things. He was one of the first people to see them. And lo and behold, there was a giant fire went through his part of town and just wiped everything out, as if that doesn't happen on a regular basis. So this is our enemy, and this is what the Bible says. We struggle not against flesh and blood. And it's natural for us, because we are flesh and blood, to organize with flesh and blood, to fight against other flesh and blood. And we can't for a moment start to comprehend that's not exactly our enemy. Our enemy are these things, and these things have control over our leaders. One video one of my researchers sent me kind of floored me. It had a picture of Bill Clinton when he was young, probably at the beginning of his presidency. And you look at it, it looks like an android. So I just figured, well, I'll just search that quickly, you know, Clinton, Android, whatever, see what I get. Well, I got an article from Vanity Fair 2015, Hillary Clinton's being interviewed by one of their people, not to be published, but it was. And she goes, he asks her, why don't you sweat? They were in Iowa, I believe, in the summer. It's in the 80s, and, you know, because you don't sweat. And she goes, I'm not human. I'm an AI. And the guy's just flabbergasted, you know. So, but he wrote about it. It's all spelled out that you can read it. And what if that's the case, that our leaders aren't human? We just think they're human. What if they are AI? I used to do things like that with Joyce. In 2010, there was that big shooting in Norway. There's no way some geeky guy could, you know, go to an island and kill 30-something people like he's Rambo without her having touched a gun in his life or being able to run the marathon blindfolded backwards. So I started to look into it. Well, what if he wasn't human? What if that wasn't a human being? And then I looked into robotics, and I saw, like, they made TV news presenters in Japan look just like people, and they do the evening news, and that's in 2010. So they show the TV presenter next to her android, and it's only because she's sitting there with her that you could tell the difference. But without that, you'd never be able to tell the difference. And one of the most shocking ones I came out with is I got a video of Donald Trump android with a Donald Trump head on a table being put on a synthetic body. Are they? We struggle not against flesh and blood. And a lot of the things that we may think are flesh or blood, we have no way to tell. When Hillary Clinton shorted out in the election, she was at that meeting or group somewhere, and she's, you know, going into some kind of spastic convulsions in her face and whatever. I could tell that's not human. Like, if you really had a convulsion in that respect as a human, well, you'd fall to the floor. But it's like she's shorting out, you know, like an old robot from the 60s. Buzz, click, buzz, click, buzz, click. Somebody slap her a couple of times, hook up the circuits again. Okay, now she's working.
That's intense, George. Hey, you know what? When you sent the show notes down, I was looking at this little screenshot you have of Tattoo, and I'm like, wow, that's really fascinating that people who have gotten the jab, their skin is different and it reacts differently when they get a tattoo. Can you elaborate on that?
Oh, yes. This is like all over. I'm hearing this from naturopaths. A naturopathic doctor in Alberta, you know, has patients who have been jabbed. And, you know, part of it is you get a blood examination and she has slides of the blood. It's completely different. It's not human blood anymore. It's just, there's things in there. She calls them computer parts. But it's just not, it's not human. The flesh isn't human. And the tattoo artists are finding, like, you don't bleed the way you used to bleed. And when you touch the skin, it's completely different. It's not like it was before. It's a synthetic, almost. So you're being changed and converted into something that's very robotic in nature, totally artificial. There was an old song back in my younger days, and maybe yours too, but, you know, the line was, still you turn me on. So back in those days, you'd almost think it was a sexual innuendo to say something like that. But now I look at it completely different. As I'm turning you on like I turn on my radio, is you're being turned on with some type of electricity to be something else. And the thing about that is, one of the lines in there was, and your flesh will crystallize. They knew, even way back then. This is something that's been riding in the shadows with us for a long time, and we're just kept in the dark, as good slaves always are. That's the purpose for the mask. Slaves in Egypt wore masks. Slaves in Egypt had a big long tube stuffed up their nose to break the cribriform plate, that little bit of cartilage at the bottom of the skull or bottom of the brain cavity. And that's what they do with these tests. They open the hole. And why do they open the hole? Because you take these masks, especially the made in China ones. I don't know if you get anything else that's not made in China. But there's like little nanoworms in them. So at first I laughed when I heard that, but I tested my own that they give out at work. Put it in a little warm water. 3 to 5 minutes later, these little black critters come out of the white. They're, even though they're very, very small, they're easy to see with the color contrast. And they
You're
move.
Talking about the swab?
Well, they're on the swab too, but they're in the mass. These you know, blue surgical masks that are sent everywhere from China for people to wear, they have those in there. I was at a radio event in Toronto, and I was mentioning it to the guy who owns the station, and we're doing the dishes. And, you know, he's incredulous. He goes, no, couldn't be. I said, well, pull one out of the box. You got a box right there. We got warm water. We're doing the dishes. Soak it. 5 minutes later, there's like three or four of them coming out of the fabric. And they crawl up your nose. And if the cribriform plate's broken, they can go right into your brain. And basically, they capture your central nervous system. These things are self-replicating, these new xenobots. This is a very, very dangerous time. We're fighting an enemy not only that we don't understand, but we can't see it unless we really look. And those who are gifted in medicine and the sciences that are doing microscopic examinations, they're starting to see it and find it. And a lot of them are paying with their lives. And that's how you really know you've got the truth, when somebody's got to kill you for it.
Yeah,
the one
you're
doctor
over the
in Europe was a Dr. Biscardi. You know, he died shortly after coming forward with a complaint about what's in these things. Heroes. They're heroes, all of them. To try to save our lives, they risk their lives or put their reputations on the line. Like all these doctors, frontline doctors who are coming forward, will the rest of the heathen just cower in fear and send us to whatever hells are waiting for us? Shocking.
That is amazing, George. I, you know, but the thing, I know that the blood is different. It's thicker. We've seen this in patients that are being treated now. And this is one of the reasons why, because they call it the clot shot for a reason. And that's because of the stuff that's in this thing is altering the blood. That's what mRNA does. It converts the DNA. It changes your blood. And we had Dr. Ott on the program this week, and we're talking to him, and he said as soon as, you know, 5G starts to activate, not only are the planes going to have an issue, which they're now begging the FAA down here not to activate 5G around the airports, but also, you know, you never know what's going to happen when they come in contact with a 5G antenna and they're actually in the air with a whole crew that's been jabbed, in addition to all the passengers who have been jabbed. And so, you know, we don't have enough data yet because we haven't seen any planes go down as a result of people being fully transformed or transhumanized. What's your take on that?
Well, there is a pilot suing Biden. He was making the rounds 2 weeks ago where he got his jab, forced jab, and he had a stroke in the middle of the night. And he survived, but he said, if I was 100 feet off the ground and I'm coming in for my final approach, and this happened to me in the cockpit, and I make a jerk on the wheel or on other controls, and I come down hard and smash up at 120, 40 miles an hour, everybody on that plane's dead. And he said, even worse, the other planes will be lined up to taxi going the other way. And if I cross the barricades and end up crashing into them, I could take out several other planes all at the same time. And they're loaded with fuel. No one's getting out of that alive. For what?
No, they're not.
You know, and courage to that man for standing up and speaking out. But he said a lot of his colleagues are doing it, too. They're speaking out. Who wants to be in a plane, you know, when you lose control? One lady I've always wanted to interview on Power Hour, so if you ever take a day off, I'd like to have her in wings with you, is Natanya Anderson. She was a stewardess, and she was in a plane where the engine blew up at 6,000 feet. And she's written extensively on post-traumatic stress disorder, and you know, she has another book called Broken Wings. That for people, if you're out there and you're suffering and you want to know how to find yourself and how to heal yourself, I heartily recommend you go to her website, natanya.ca, and look at her books. And they'll help you get over the divide and deal with this, to understand exactly what it is and how a lot of the pharmaceutical industry and the doctors, they're not your friends. Your friend is God. Your friend is a fellow traveler who's been down the road and blazed the trail. She's one of them. And for vets emergency workers, doctors, nurses, anybody who's got PTSD issues or something like that. It's a well-nurtured road that you can go to connect with her and learn about these issues and how to come out standing tall and being able to take on the world again. And that's probably no greater gift than you can give someone is to heal, to recover, and to become useful again, and to take those demons off your back. And it can be done. So that's why I give her a plug, and maybe one day we'll be able to talk about it in front of you all, because that's saving lives, saving souls. And this is what Power Hour has always been about. I remember Joyce telling me about the broken ones who would come and connect with her and tell her all manner of things that were just so difficult. So many things they've seen, so many things they had to endure. But we are a Power Hour family. This is our troth to the world, is we're together in this. And we will survive. We will come out on the other side, and we will stand tall while the others cower away from us for what they've done to us and what they've done to our world and what they've done to themselves.
But well, we appreciate that, George. We do. And the website is conspiracy-cafe.com. I guess you've got it loaded up with documents, right?
Well, I always try to update it and refresh it with videos and important things and, you know, get lost in there. You won't hurt yourself. You'll come away informed.
No doubt. George Freund from Canada here on the Power Hour. Bless you too, sir. Have a great day and stay safe. We are going to be back at the top of the hour. More news, your commentaries, 844-769-2944 is the number to chime in. Want to hear from you this morning. We got a lot of stuff to cover here. We will be back after the break. Stay with us.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.